New Country 93.5.
Wow, we're really hitting it with this
one. Hitting lots of nerves here, yeah.
If you just popped in, we're talking about your moral compass and whether that would lie when it comes to using a restroom at a restaurant that all the stalls are and all the restrooms are booked, mm-hmm. are used, except for the handicapped, disabled one.
Yeah.
Then do you go and use it?
We just got a call from our friend Walter, and I think he brought up a really good point that usually those stalls that are, you know, accessible for people with disabilities, yeah. they're fully accessible,
right.
which means that anyone can use them.
Right.
They're just more accessible for people with disabilities. So you're not necessarily in the wrong if you do go use them, unless, of course, it said this is only for people with
right.
disabilities.
Right.
Great point.
Even that. Even if it doesn't say only, I still feel a little weird. I really do.
And I think we all do. Even if we still use it, there's that little thing in the back of our mind like, oh, this bathroom's not really for me.
And I got to say, I am the minority on this. A lot of people are adding me on text right now saying, yeah, no, get off of it. You're fine.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, okay, sure. But isn't it interesting then when you enter the conversation about a parking stall?
Yes.
And if we use the same rule of engagement of I'm only going to be there for like 20 seconds.
Yeah, real quick.
I'm just going to go in and out. Would you park in that stall?
It's very different. And I think most of us would absolutely not.
Most of us would say no.
Yeah.
Yet, isn't that, it's the same philosophy, same procedure.
Mm-hmm, except one's more illegal, I guess.
It is.
Yeah.
Right? Brian, what'd you want to say?
Can I tell you something real quickly?
Sure. Uh-oh. Yeah. I love it. Because
I was talking to a bylaw officer in a local establishment parking lot, and a young lady took in and straddled two handicapped stalls. When he yelled at her to move her car, she said, I'm just running in for some makeup. $500 times two.
Times two. Wow.
No way. Yikes.
It's true. But hey, you know, a code brown rules.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, that
you
is
guys,
awesome.
You guys are awesome.
Thanks.
See ya, buddy.
You too.
You're great.
Okay.
See ya. Bye.
Bye.
New Country Evenings. It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
93.5.
I'll remember Dwight Yoakam on my mixtape, blaring out the window with a goodbye wave. Oh, I was red wings in the dirt and tied to this town. She was, see you later, boy, and college bound. I remember CRTY on an Alabama plate, 100 watts of leaving Chevy red on my face. Oh, it was so damn hard, and I ain't gonna lie, and it's still there when I close my eyes.
Floor and
16 years young. She thinks she's grown. We're all first car, first date, WLD on a license plate. Now ain't life crazy? Yeah.
It's New Country, 93.5. Up until recently, I didn't think I had a childhood or an upbringing that, well, let's be serious, maybe I did, that had some holes in it.
I'm sorry.
But I didn't think this was one of the holes.
One of the holes.
Because there's other holes.
There's other big gaping holes.
Fair
I
enough,
didn't think
is.
About these ones.
Fair enough, there is. But I didn't think about this one that Sasha brought to my attention.
You're welcome.
And it's all surrounding to do with family and cousins. We'll explain in minutes.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. And my house is not much to talk about. But it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, my life sees sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And oh, mother's love. It's funny how it's the little things in life that mean the most. Not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, oh, I like to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love. Thank God for my life. For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die. The ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice. All the things we love, like our chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried. And cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio, I like to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.
Hey, it's Megan Patrick. Proud to be Canadian and proud to play country for you.
New Country, 93.5.
If I could send a letter back in time to younger me and her. daydreaming with her head in the sky and always learning the hard way. I bet she thinks she knows better than me, but that's just part of her charm. Now you couldn't tell her anything, nothing stubborn as her.
Toronto's New Country 93.5. If you haven't heard, we have a podcast. It's readily available for you. You can download that, stream it. Maybe not even this week's shows, maybe past week's shows. It's all there.
Yeah, and if you want to add to the show, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can direct message us through our socials.
One of the rites of passage, I think, that have basically been robbed of my childhood is growing up with cousins.
Oh man, I grew up with there's some step cousins and cousins that I don't know very well along the way, but I have about 18 cousins.
Wow.
And I would say I'm close as far as cousins go with most of them. And I'm so fortunate to the point that, like, I have a niece and I know she has a couple cousins on her dad's side, but on my side, like her mom's side, I feel bad that I didn't give her cousins. Because what an experience to just go over to grandma and papa's house and have all your cousins there.
Yeah.
Especially if you're close in age. Like, it's such a wonderful thing to grow up with a ton of cousins around you all the time.
We have the youngest of the kids on my wife's side. So Susie Cusey, our kids are the youngest of the sisters.
Oh, okay.
Because she's the youngest of four, all girls. So there's a lot of cousins, but they're a little older.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're catching up now, which is nice to see. And then I have a ton on my side as far as my brothers and sisters.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
But there is no relationship. Zero. And they have a ton.
Yeah, that's honestly, that's really too bad.
And my oldest sister has six kids, and it goes five kids, and right. It goes two kids, two kids, two kids. Like, there's kids.
Yeah, and I get that you're not always going to be close with every single cousin, but
no.
Nowadays, simply for the fact that people are just having less kids, like, gone are the days of having
sure.
six, seven children. People just don't have that cousin experience as much as we used to.
Justina, you have four kids on your own. This is crazy. So, does your kids have a lot of cousins?
They do have quite a few cousins. Most of them are in the Lower Mainland now.
Okay.
So they get to see them, you know, when they get to see them.
Yeah.
But we, you know, I have my best friend and I have been friends since we were seven.
Yeah.
You know, like...
You got those quasi-cousins,
the honorary
right?
cousins.
Yeah.
Exactly, yes.
Yeah.
So they hang with those a lot. So.
Yeah, I like that.
Nice, because there's, you know, people aren't having as many kids as they used to nowadays. So, unfortunately, people don't get that cousin experience like they used to.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I, like, all of my friends have, aside from one or two, have at least four kids.
Holy cow.
Wow.
What is going on? What's in the water?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
A fertile group right there.
I know.
Yeah. Wow. I'm glad those days were over. And then now finally we can hang out. Because I don't need you passing on anything over to my wife. You know what I mean? Justine, you're the best. We appreciate you so much.
Thank you, guys. I hope you have an amazing day.
You as well.
Thanks,
see ya.
You too.
Bye.
Are going up all over Toronto. Everybody wants to lasso the new country 93.5 interrupting cash cow. And for good reason. $500 is a pretty beefy reward. Just ask these satisfied cattle rustlers.
Sally, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Would you be so much better if you just won $500?
I would be so much better.
Congratulations, you're $500 richer.
That's incredible.
Dawn, you just scored $500.
Oh my God, really? Should I win?
Listen for the interrupting cash cow to crash into your favorite new country songs. Then call 416-872-2935 and you could stake your claim to $500.
Thank you so much.
Move on over to newcountry935.com for a sneak peek at where she'll crop up next. The interrupting cash cow. New Country 93.5.
Monte Carlo.
Hope springs eternal at Monte Carlo Inns. Proudly Canadian and dedicated to comfort and value, Monte Carlo Inns offers newly renovated suites and full-service event spaces across southern Ontario. Whether for business or a well-deserved getaway, guests experience hands-on hospitality and quality accommodations. Book a stay today and save at MonteCarloInns.com.
Monte Carlo.
Your home away from home.
SportCheck's big brand sale is on now. Take 20 to 40% off the top brands in sport, including Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Cobra Golf, Wilson, and more. Sale ends April 23rd. See in store or sportcheck.ca for more details. Some exclusions may apply.
Bloom Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Korn Bloom Law, online at lostjob.ca.
Real Canadian Superstore knows Easter is more than just chocolate. Until April 16th, 10-pound bags of Farmer's Market potatoes are only $1.99 each. Head to Real Canadian Superstore for more ways to save on products prepared in Canada. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. You can vote early. Advance polls will be open April 18th to 21st. If you prefer, you can vote at any Elections Canada office until Tuesday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., or you can apply to vote by mail. Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca for all the ways you can vote.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
Make time to dream. Make time for thrills and make time for amazing at Lexus on the Park with a luxurious selection of new and pre-owned vehicles and with special rates and great offers to make your dream ride come true. We'll even buy your trade. Any make, any model. It may be worth more than you think. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
It's Noodle Fest at Mandarin, and we're serving up something new and exciting. Savor the flavors of international noodle favorites like Korean Japchae, Pad Thai, Soba Noodle Salad, and Sweet Chili Udon, all added to our dine-in buffet with select items available for takeout and delivery, but only until May 4th while supplies last. Make your reservation to enjoy Noodle Fest at Mandarin today.
A celebration of taste.
Prepare for departure. Canadian Music Week reimagined. A bold new conference May 6th to 11th at Hotel X Toronto, bridging music, art, comedy, and technology. Featuring Maddie Matheson, Tegan and Sarah, City and Colors Dallas Green, Shad, Julie Black, Arkell's frontman Max Kerman, Shaggy, and more. Accelerate business, connection, and inspiration at this must-attend conference for the music and creative industries. See you at Departure, May 6th to 11th. Get passes at DepartureTO.com.
These days, like I'm walking around in a haze, I can't think straight, I can't concentrate, and I need a shake. I go to work and I look tired, the boss man says, son, you're gonna get fired, this ain't your style, and behind my coffee cup, I just smile.
What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful, what a beautiful mess I'm in. This morning put salt in my coffee. I put my shoes on the wrong feet. I'm losing my mind, I swear. It might be the death of me, but I don't care. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess I'm in. Is it your eyes? Is it your smile? All I know is that you're driving. I'd rather do it. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in, 'cause I can't get enough. Can't stop the hunger for your love. What a beautiful mess, what a beautiful mess I'm in. Spending all my time with you, there's nothing else I'd rather do. What a sweet addiction that I'm caught up in. What a beautiful mess I'm in.
New Country, 93.5. So we got on the conversation of your cousins, 18 cousins. Are you sure?
Yeah. I mean, there's some that I've there's one that I haven't met, and I have a step cousin too, if that counts.
Whoa.
I know.
That's a bold
Sorry,
statement.
Sorry, that was really mean. No.
Dang.
But for the sake of this practice, love you, Sandra.
Sandra's like,
We're all just real cousins.
Yeah, you're the step cousin.
But for the sake of this practice, that's why I'm like, I don't know if that really counts.
A couple things. We're going to have to call Sandra right away.
I obviously don't know her
number. We're going to text her or something and make this right. But we're going to talk about how many cousins you have, and are they active cousins or, like, I like to call them paper cousins.
Right.
All right. Coming up.
Gang of kids on our pedal bikes in a dusty town, we'd arrive to the general store for Popeye cigarettes. Class of 99, yeah, we lived, laughed, loved, and cried. Took for granted that those days would never end. Living like that yearbook picture wouldn't fade. But some standing right beside me, I might never see again. The trouble is, you think you have time. You think tomorrow's always coming down the line. Then one day, you wake up and you find the trouble is, you thought you had time. Suit and tie and a fancy job. Big old house, two-car garage. He works hard for his wife and his son. An empty seat at T-ball games is just a sacrifice he'll make. He'll make it up. Next weekend comes along. Years go by and that day comes too soon. That boy goes off to college. He's standing in his empty room. The trouble is, you think you have time. You think tomorrow's always coming down the line. And then one day, you wake up and you're fine. The trouble is, you thought you had time. Shotgun shells and a tackle box on the floorboard of a truck. Morning sun, burning fog off a lake. A teenage girl with her granddad, he takes her fishing, but he feels bad. She can't take her eyes off that old Facebook page. But someday soon, who knows how long, she'll look up from that phone. He'll be gone. The trouble is, you think you have time. You think tomorrow's always coming down the line. And then one day, you wake up and you're fine. The trouble is, you thought you had time. The trouble is, you think you have time.
Toronto's new country, 93.5. How many cousins do you have? If you just popped into the show, we're asking you whether or not you grew up with cousins. Maybe your kids have cousins and they get to grow up with them. Unfortunately, my kids didn't really get an opportunity to grow up with cousins.
Aw, that's really too bad.
Only because they're just a little bit older.
Yeah.
I mean, they had cousins. They have cousins.
They're available.
But they're just a little older.
Yeah, but for a lot of kids nowadays, there just seems to be a shortage of cousins simply for the fact that we're just not having, as a society, we're not having as many kids. So you're not growing up with 20, 30 cousins like you were back in the day.
And I'm surprised out of the, what did you say, 18?
I have 18.
18 cousins? Mm-hmm. You have contact with them on a regular basis?
I would say a pretty regular basis. I mean, there's definitely some that I'm closer with than others. But yeah, especially on my dad's side of the family, all us cousins, I don't know how we got so lucky, but we're all within like 5 years of each other. So, because it's definitely different when there's like tiered sets of cousins, like some cousins that are 20 years older, and then there's a second wave.
We're in that stage right now where it's about five, but it's 15 to 20.
Oh, yeah.
So where you're like, well, or, you know, 16, 21.
Mm-hmm.
There's not a lot in common right now that's going on.
But there's a bit of an age gap.
When we get over that little hump there where that gap kind of closes a little bit as far as lifestyle, then that cousin thing kind of creates a little bit of more of a vibe, I guess.
Right, and then maybe eventually the cousins will come together.
Right. Samantha, cousins, lots, none, what's going on?
14.
Whoa!
14, and you answered that very quickly, almost as if someone's asked you that recently.
No, not recently, but we used to talk about it all the time. My grandma would say, I have 14 grandchildren.
Aww.
And 9 grandchildren.
Yeah, but are you guys close, though, or do you just, like, is that just a number?
No, we were close, and then grandma passed away, and everyone just said she was the glue.
Oh,
and
she was,
Yeah, that's pretty common, I think, too.
Yeah, it's super sad, and I miss them all.
Well, listen, if it's anything that we can do, I have no cousins at all.
No, you're lying.
No, I don't have one.
I know, I didn't believe him either.
I don't have one. Samantha, I don't have one.
What?
No, not one.
So you don't, What?
Can't wrap your brain around it, can ya?
No.
Well, my mom, Linda, single mom, six kids, she was an only child. Okay, so there's no... So on my father's side, who left when I was five, never to be seen again, I have no idea.
Right.
Yeah, that happened to me, too. My dad passed away when I was five, and I have nothing to do with his side. So I only have my mom's side.
Right.
I check my pulse and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed. I've been playing with black keys, baby, and my friends swear I've gone crazy. I don't know how to act, I don't know what to say. 'Cause guys that can't communicate.
Toronto's new country.
93.5. History of letting go.
time I looked into your eyes, I knew this moment would arrive. I got a feeling you're the one, but my heart keeps trying to turn and run. The problem is this happens every time.
Get ready to discover your future at Centennial College's Spring Open House. Saturday, April 26th, you're invited to explore all Centennial campuses and learning sites. Find out about programs and services, speak with faculty and staff, and get info on financial aid, scholarships, and more. Discover how Centennial can help you build a future that works for you. Register today at centennialcollege.ca. Don't just get an education. Get ready to thrive at Centennial College.
Big Easter deals are on at No Frills until April 16th. This week, get selected varieties of Green Giant frozen vegetables for only $2.75. Fill your basket at prices that won't be beat. No Frills. Proudly Canadian. See flyer for details.
Psst, Paul, you up?
Yeah.
Why, Paul?
Oh, I can't stop thinking about how much money I spent on this new mattress. I keep worrying it wasn't worth it.
It wasn't, Paul. You should have got the new mattress from IKEA like me. So affordable, so comfy, cozy, so much support for my aching back.
Then why can't you sleep?
Because I love to talk to my friend Paul.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Working with your hands is demanding. You demand gear that works as hard as you do. Now get it. Only at Work and Wear. Offering the best in workwear since 1975. From CoolWorks ventilated work pants to keep you cool, to mesh and survey vests to keep you safe, including harnesses from $49.95 and top name safety footwear by Timberland, Keen, Kodiak, Terra, and Blundstone. Just to name a few. Only at Work and Wear in Markham, Scarborough, and Whitby or workandwear.ca.
Accelerate into spring with Oakville Infinity. Lease the 2025 QX60 Lux for just $359 semi-monthly with $2,495 down at 0% for 36 months. Or choose the QX50 or QX55, both available from 1.99 lease rates. For a limited time, enjoy a $1,500 loyalty bonus. Luxury, performance, exclusivity. It's waiting for you at Oakville Infinity, 2316 South Service Road West and OakvilleInfinity.com, where luxury meets sophistication.
Order up for Damien.
Hey, how did your doctor's appointment go, by the way? Did you ask about Rybelsus?
Actually, I'm seeing my doctor later today.
Did you say Rybelsus? My dad's been talking about Rybelsus.
Rebelsis, really?
Yeah, he says it's a pill that's...
Well, I'll definitely be asking my doctor if Rebelsis is right for me.
Rebelsis. Ask your doctor or visit Rebelsis.ca.
Order up for Rebelsis.
Walking on a Cloud presents Step into Spring, featuring Lori Vella.
At Walking on a Cloud, we're embracing this season's freshest footwear trends where nostalgia meets innovation and practicality. Retro sneakers? Sleek, simple, and effortlessly cool. Loafers? Versatile in fun colors, glossy patterns, or bold metal details. Toe thong sandals? Perfect for poolside lounging or a stylish day out. And wedges? They're back, more comfortable, chic, and ready to elevate every step you take. You need them? We have them at Walking on a Cloud.
I'm Mark Carney, leader of the Liberal Party of Canada. We used to build things in this country. After the Second World War, Canada faced a housing crisis. The government stepped in, and we built our way out of it. Now we're in another housing crisis. So I'll get government back into the business of building affordable homes. We'll get supply up so your costs will come down. We will build a Canada you can afford.
Authorized by the Registered Agent for the Liberal Party of Canada.
The no annual fee PC MasterCard gets you at least 1% back in points on every purchase. With unlimited earning potential and no catches, get rewarded on all the things that make you, you. Can your cashback card do that? Visit pcfinancial.ca for details and conditions.
We're New Country 93.5, also known as CFXJFM. A Stingray radio station.
Zero. That is the number you need to remember when thinking CUPWC or Pontoon Bolt. Hi, I'm Jean-Luc Lemire. If you're looking to hit the water with the best offer this summer, then let us help you find the ride that's right for you. Right now, enjoy 0% financing for up to 36 months or savings of up to $1,500 off a Sea-Doo PWC or up to $5,000 off a Sea-Doo Switch Pontoon. The choice is yours. So what are you waiting for? Come and see us at Energy Power Sports in Oakville and reserve yours today.
For over 57 years, Green Park Group has consistently built communities that people proudly call home. With over 84,000 units and counting, Green Park's excellence continues to rise to new heights. The next chapter of our legacy unfolds with stunning projects in Vaughan, King City, Georgina, Richmond Hill, Mississauga, and Oshawa. Inspiring the people who bring communities to life. Green Park is the people's builder. See for yourself at greenpark.com.
Somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin. Cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas.
Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon, she's probably in Texas. Texas. She's probably in Texas.
New Country 93.5.
Sasha's info dump.
Scientists have figured out the perfect way to wake yourself up in the morning so you feel refreshed and you're not like jarred out of bed.
Yeah.
But it'll cost you some money. I'll tell you what you can start saving for coming up. 31% of people say their garage, you know, as we're all tackling spring cleaning and everything, their garage is at least half filled with clutter, which is, I mean, that's kind of what your garage is for. I know, like, really it's to put your vehicle, but that's also where you store things. And 9% of people say that their garage is so full that they cannot park in it.
Yeah.
And you would be almost in line with that.
Yeah, I can park my wife's vehicle in if I really wanted to, I could. And we used to park our SUV in there every winter. But my truck's too big.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
I think that's part of it is your vehicles are just massive.
I can't put it in there. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yes. As someone who has been in your garage, though, you do have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff in there and, I need to,
It's organized. It's all labeled. There's shelves.
Drives me nuts.
Drives you nuts.
Drives me nuts.
So when will you get rid of it?
When I'm allowed to.
Okay. Good.
We're in negotiations right now.
I see. That's going to take years, isn't it?
I think it's going to.
Okay. So this might help you wake up a little bit better in the morning. Researchers in Japan found this will help you feel less groggy. The idea is to open your curtains 20 minutes before your alarm goes off. So basically why it's going to cost you money is you would need to set up some sort of a system some timer where your curtains would come up and then that way the sun would just gradually come into your room.
Maybe hire somebody to come over.
Or that, you know what? That's probably actually the cheaper option.
Yeah.
That's very old school. Like remember when people used to, not of our time, but like knock on your windows to wake you up in the morning?
No, I don't remember that.
That's very like 1910s, I think.
Knock on your windows.
Yeah, they were window knockers or something.
Really?
I'll do some more research on that. But it's sort of that idea.
Right.
Like, you want to have your alarm go off, and then by then, this lovely beam of sun is just slowly drifting into your room, and that's the best way to wake up.
I'm thinking these people from Japan have never lived in Canada during the winter because there's no sun getting up. When you get up.
Totally.
Sun doesn't rise until 10 a.m.
Hey, maybe that just means that we should all just stay in bed longer.
Till 10 a.m.
I like that.
Perhaps.
That's a great solution, actually. That's your info dump.
I don't want to talk about your city lights, living like uptown, downtown, not a star in the sky. Backyards like a big, make you want to buy a ring. Not much in the sticks, but we got everything. Cornfed, cornbread, it's the high life. I said what I said, you know I like. So, just a rolling down country road. You can leave me where the green grass grows, but I know everybody. Yeah, small town living is a life for me. It's a life for me, it's a life for me. Small town living is a life for me. It's right for me, it's right. What you know about four wheeling in the outskirts? What you know about getting raised on that good dirt? What you know about a bonfire on a cold night? What you know about making out in some headlights? Farm red, truck bed, sipping hot life. I said what I said, you know.
just my country.
Not just the radio station, a lifestyle.
My country station.
New Country 93.5.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. This 9-to-5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Who's stepping on the table? She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a shit. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels. Party downtown near 50. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Boy, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my. Good Lord.
Tell them drink some.
Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near 5th Street. Everybody at the bar get tipsy. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history. They're at the bottom of a bottle, don't mess me. Everybody at the bar.
New Country 93.5.
I don't want to spend another night alone, reaching for the space you left in our bed tonight. So I guess I'll call some buddies up, get gone, take another shot in some Broadway dive. I might give you a drunk dial just to tell you what you already know. Baby, I'm in trouble. Steady missing you, I'm getting through another double.
first thing I do is put New Country on my radio.
Music. What a coincidence. Here we are.
By far the best country.
Aw, yeah.
New country.
Here it comes.
New country, 93.5.
Well, I was only scared of the devil and her dad. So we parked somewhere we knew they'd never look. No, I never seen nothing like her playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. No, it wasn't very long before I was hooked. Heaven was a preacher's spot in that first church parking lot. Her hanging on to me like a cross on a rearview does. Her eyes were blue, the words were red on that half-pack of cigarettes. It's 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy. Me, her, and the Holy Ghost. Something about us, hell of a rush. Falling in love, lighting up them holy smokes. They run us up, we come running back. And we pick up where we left off the night before. Said, how pissed off would your mama be if we walked in there and you married me? Even if we never made it through them open doors. Heaven was a preacher's spot
First Church parking lot, or hanging on to me like a cross on a rib you dug. The rise of blue, the words were red on that FX cigarette. At 17, that's what hallelujah was. Life wasn't heavy in the back of that Chevy, me hurting the whole door. Something about us, hell of a rush, falling. Jesus forgives, but I can't forget when heaven was a preacher's spot in that First Church parking lot.